On the schedule, it's written Brahma Vihara, guided meditation. And I just wanted to say a few words about Brahma Vihara, as some of you might not know what this means. And I don't think we've touched on this. So Brahma Vihara could be translated in English with the expression divine refuge or abode, or Brahma Vihara means maybe more literally would be the abode of Brahma, or the domains of Brahma. And the way I've heard it explained by my teacher is that at the time of the Buddha, the wish that people had in relation with their belief system and practices was that they wished that they would be at their death, maybe reborn in the world of Brahma, or merge with Brahma. And so it was kind of a destination, something they aspired to. And the Buddha, who was a kind of radically reframing a lot of the beliefs and practices and at this time, you know, like often spiritual teachers are, you know, reframing things for people, presenting new views. He was saying, if you want to hang out with Brahma, if you want to go in Brahma's refuges and domains, like kind of a paradise, if we use a different language to talk about this, he was saying, so the domains of Brahma are the four beautiful states of mind of metta, or loving kindness, that we practiced last evening with Jill. So that's one of the domains of... So is really bringing back the attention to here and now. You know, not one day I wish I will be, but here, if you have benevolence in your mind, you are in that kind of refuge. Your mind is protected. Your heart, or you live in a beautiful world, inner world. And so it's... you know, I'm putting it in my words now, but something like this. So there's four Brahma Viharas, four qualities of the heart. Many of you know these. The first one is often presented as being metta, loving kindness. And the second one would be, one way that I kind of frame it or structure it for myself is that... you know, you'll have as a basic kind of mind state benevolence. It's this wish, as we expressed yesterday, this wish of well-being for beings. It's based on, I think it's based on what we're becoming sensitive to here. It's based on a recognition that it's not easy to be a human being. You know? It's not easy to have senses and be touched all the time in different ways by heat, cold, mosquitoes. And these are almost exact words of the Buddha, you know, to be touched by heat, cold, mosquitoes, and snakes. You know, that's what it is to have a body, you know. And then, you know, and all the senses, you know, you hear sounds are, for a lot, I think, lovely sounds, you know. One, two, three. And... you've heard the rowing people, each one going against the stream in their own way. But, you know, when we live, for example, in the city, or, you know, at some point it becomes obvious that having ears open all the time, you know, when you want to sleep and the neighbors are having a party, or, you know, like it's not easy having senses. You know, it gives us access to beauty, but also to disturbing views and, you know, tastes and then to have a heart, a sixth sense, is not easy. We see it, I think, here as we sit and walk, you know, that it's not that stable, is it? Maybe yours is. You know, you give it a little sight, you know, and suddenly, whoops, an opinion forms, you know, why is this person? You know, and now you have to process this opinion, you know, and become mindful of it. You know, so the loving kindness is based on the recognition that it's not easy being a living being, being a sensitive being. And so a natural wish arises for things to go smoothly, you know, for protection, for ease, for peace, as Jill was putting it in the wishes yesterday. And so that's the first one. And when this wish for well-being encounters what is difficult, and I'm talking here about the quality encounter with what is difficult, because a not-so-good quality encounter with what is difficult, we know really well. It's aversion, you know, we collapse, we attack, we become stiff, rigid, in the jaw or anywhere else, in the neck, you know. And we blame self, others, you know, we get agitated, discouraged, despair comes, you know. So that's like poor quality encounter with what is difficult. We know that intimately. We're getting even more intimate with it this week in many ways. But a high quality, a beautiful encounter with what is difficult is a compassionate encounter, you know, with compassion, when that mind is able to meet the difficult and, you know, do this kind of alchemy of turning the difficult, or the having the meeting with the difficult produce tenderness and care. You know, that's not easy for minds to do this, yet they can. You know, we all have personal experiences of this, you know, either feeling it ourselves or being the recipient of compassionate presence from someone. So benevolence, loving kindness, when it meets what is difficult, becomes compassion. That's another Brahma-vihara, refuge, paradise. So it's I like the Buddha being so pragmatic, you know, like he's starting really based on the experience of a human being. Yeah? We're a human being, so he knows really well that being a human being means meeting regularly what is difficult. So what in these circumstances that, you know, the nature of life, what would be a refuge or a paradise? The capacity to meet the difficult, you know. It would be to have the wish that it would never be difficult would be foolish, would be delusional, it wouldn't be realistic based on reality. It doesn't work like this. I'm sorry to announce. You know, so that's the wisdom, letting go of that hope that it will all go as I want all the time, you know. You know, it won't, you know. So what's the plan B, as Rachel Lewis, a colleague of mine, says, you know, what we do is pretty much plan B. Plan A was for everything to go our way. It's not happening. So plan B is benevolence, compassion when it's difficult. And then when the heart, our sensitivity meet what is beautiful, what works, you know, what has meaning, it's very, very natural and wise for us to be able to rejoice. Of course it doesn't happen like this, you know, we get all stressed out, my God, it's working, I hope it continues, you know. So in these ways we need to develop wisdom, you know, so that we can gain access to appreciation and gratitude and rejoicing even for others. Wow, I'm so happy for you, it's going well, so happy for you. And so rejoicing, we could say joy, is another of the Brahma Viharas. And then the fourth one is almost like an umbrella on top of these four. It's what gives them strength and duration and depth and breath. We could say it's equanimity, the heart that can stay balanced in all the different situations, that is both vibrant, so intimacy, connected, and stable, equanimity. So these are the four Brahma Viharas. So maybe this week we'll be exploring some of them at different times, in the evening. That would be the idea anyway. But I think just talking about these, the language is powerful. Huh? So, that's part of what happens in the retreat. We gather together and silence and attention brings wisdom, but also words can do this too. So that a group of 40-something people are gathered together and they take 10 minutes to reflect on the divine abodes, real refuges for the heart in reality, is something extremely wholesome, I think. We could, gossip for 10 minutes, That would be a way to use language, But using language in this way is known to be a wise way to, and it can elicit this in us, inspire us to go and cultivate these qualities. Look for opportunities. Oh, I can't wait for things to be hard again. And try to do some alchemy. How can what is difficult produce care and tenderness instead of rigidity or pushing away or collapsing? Okay. So I invite you to find a posture that works for you. Knowing, yes, that, that's the situation, being in the body. Isn't that easy? And so maybe we'll explore this just touch kind of lightly on compassion. And compassion. So there could be this question that could arise, this kind of curiosity. How is it possible that being touched by what is not easy, not agreeable, uncomfortable, how could it be that is it possible to have this be the portal or the kind of ignition, maybe, for love or care or tenderness to arise? Maybe recognizing humbly that might not be my usual response, But I'm curious about this. I want to see how it's possible. And so we could start very much locally here and just feel this body after these couple of days of practice. Chances are it's not like light and floating in all areas of the body. So could it be possible that becoming aware of areas of discomfort that we don't seem to be able to change just now, could it be possible to meet this with tenderness instead of pushing away or fearing? Could there be something of an embracing, accompanying, allowing? I care about this discomfort. May this discomfort and the causes of this discomfort disappear, be alleviated. May I learn to meet tenderly these sensations. And coming to something neutral, maybe even pleasant in the field of our experience. If we can recognize something, the wind on the skin, the tingling in the cheeks, fingers, the refreshing in-breath, maybe refreshing the mind a bit after contact with what is disagreeable. Maybe coming into hearing and the sense of space that comes with hearing. So compassion is going in the battlefield of what is not easy, but not getting stuck there. So we're looking for some pliability of mind, heart. And here, being with the light at this point of the evening, kind of a softness in the light. And resting there. And if you want, you could, if you want to continue this exploration, it's for you to see if it's right, wise, to maybe think of a friend who might be experiencing some difficulty in one aspect of their life. Somebody experiencing maybe some dis-ease or uncertainty or confusion. And allowing the images to come, or the sense of this person and their trouble to come, without habitually getting worried or tight in some way. Seeing if we can allow these images to come in the field of calm, of care. I care about what's happening for you. I care about your pain or confusion or dis-ease. I care. May you find ease in your heart, mind, and body. May the cause of your trouble dissipate. May you find peace. And again, if it feels right, just letting the thoughts, images dissipate. Allowing the mind not to get stuck there, caught there. So coming back to the body breathing here, this evening here. Letting the images dissipate, but maybe the tenderness, the softness remain if it's present. Just being here, simply here now, having abandoned thoughts related to this person, not trying to figure out, just attending to what's happening here, in this heart, in this body. Maybe one last exploration and compassion here, if it feels right to you. See if you want to do this one. You could think of one aspect of your life that is maybe a little unsettling, uncertain, not satisfying, painful. See if you can allow the thoughts or images to come and be held with great care and calm and tenderness. I care about this that is happening to me. I care about this trouble, difficulty. Not turning away, not blaming, not attacking or collapsing. Being quietly, caringly present. I care about this. May I find in me and around me the resources, the strength, courage, creativity, help to overcome this, to meet this, to accept this. Find the right words for you. I care about my well-being. And letting go of the thoughts, images related to this aspect of your life, if at all possible. Just connecting with the environment here, of the coolness of the night, if that's how it feels where you're sitting, the quietness of the night, or the softness of the light and night. Not thinking about stuff, just being present. Bring some ease maybe to the mind, to balance things, to cultivate pliancy, flexibility of mind and heart. I invite you to think of a couple of things that you appreciate in your life, that you're grateful for. Naming them internally. Things or people. If a couple more than two come, please. Let's take a couple of more minutes just to hang out here and you do what feels right to you. How do you want to be here? May all beings be able to experience compassion, offer compassion, and receive compassion. May all beings be freed from the suffering, discomfort, uneasiness, and angst. May they all experience deep freedom. Okay, so some of us, maybe the night is young, and maybe we'll want to find a sweet, soft way to practice, continue developing this these qualities that are always helpful, of calm and care. Quality, high quality presence. So maybe you'll do it in sitting with tea or walking outside. Or maybe you'll do it resting on one side or the other. Anyway, we wish you, when you fall asleep, you fall asleep easily. When you go to bed, and you have really good restorative night. Tomorrow is going to be sweet and lovely all through. We'll see. Thank you.